Howdy everybody out there, this is Big Beefin.
This is JP, and I am one third of that Big Beefin show.
This is Aaron Rollins.
What you doing, boy?
You stopped listening halfway through. I knew your podcast. It's a Yogi Bear reference, but that's not the fucking point, man.
So
that's bullshit. That's not what I meant, damn it. Fuck, you never mind. Never fucking mind, John. You don't want to fucking walk your fat ass and don't walk.
There you go. See? That easy.
What you doing?
Tired, but I'm all right.
Been working your butt off today, huh?
Oh, yeah. Shit.
What size TV is that over there?
TV?
65-inch?
Oh, yeah. Dustin got it on sale.
Oh, shit.
Oh yeah, it's been
I thought he couldn't watch new TVs. I thought it did something to his eyes.
It that was years ago. It changed a bit, so he's doing better.
So he made that shit up. Because yeah. I remember I went over there. I remember I go over to the house. You got this big ass fucking tube TV over there, and I'm thinking, okay. And he's like, yeah, the new ones hurt my eyes. I'm like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. But all right, I'll fucking go along with it. And now here he is with the fucking highest end TV you can get.
It's right, nice, Shane. Man, it's nice. Like,
it looks badass.
Like the remote, like, it literally does on that second when you press on the remote. It's not like latency or anything. It's badass.
So is that, will that get 8K?
I think so. It looks good, Shane. Man, yeah. You see shit you never see before. You have to shave your nose here, Shane, just to be a video out there. You'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, better get on your A game with that one, son. So, you guys work on a new place, huh?
Yeah, it's getting there. I can't
wait. Are y'all renting that place, or did you buy it off somebody, or what's the story?
We're dying in there, Shane. He's going to get it from his mom. So I was like, hell yeah, man.
Is that? That's Destin's mom's place?
Yep.
Okay. It's been a long time since I've been over there, so I forgot. Where's she going?
I'm not sure yet, but she's baking, Shade. She's doing no good. She from her, what is it?
The time I went over there, the place was really nice, but what y'all cleaning up, that don't look
well,
really nice.
And she's been letting it go a little bit, Shane.
I mean, it looked like shit, to be honest with you.
That's why she needs men over there, Shane. She needs men to be like, hey, you need to get this, clean this shit up.
Well, I take that back. The time I went over there before, it was nice, but Dustin's room was fucked. So I guess it just kind of carried over to the rest of the house, but hey.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be good. I can't wait.
Yeah, that's good for you guys. How'd y'all come across that deal? Dustin just begged her and pleaded her?
No, she pretty much like, hey. And then we worked it out. It'd be pretty cool.
That's good. It's good.
Back in the house again. Woohoo!
So, how big is John's ego nowadays? Now he's a fucking influencer. Now he's a social media influencer.
I check it out today, Shade. John is hitting up on about
95.
How many people does John have now? Ever since, let's see, John's about, man, I know John, he's still got about like 10,000, Shane. He's trying his best to find content, though.
So, for everybody that doesn't know what the fuck we're talking about, John has been like religiously addicted to TikTok. Like, he puts like 7 hours watching TikTok videos a day. Like, that's all that fucker does is watch TikTok. Well, I guess he followed this video of this guy or woman, and she had a following, and they cut a piece of measuring tape, and the measuring tape spun up into the device. And John watches it, and his reaction, it's very simple. He looks at it, and he says, oh, well, now I got to try that. And all of a sudden, 10,000 fucking people wanted to watch John try it. So he got 10,000 follows in a day. Like, it went from just having a couple hundred to 10,000.
Yeah.
So there's 10,000 people that follow John. Now his video likes, I think he's got one that's like, he's got a few that are like really high, but most of them are in like, you know, a few hundred here and there, but that's still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that he was just shocked that it happened. And then You know, hey, it's John's thing. It's his world. He does what he wants to do. But I'm like, oh, man, you got to keep doing the mad scientist thing because that's what people are wanting to see. They're wanting to see you do experiments and shit. And he was like, he dressed up as Goku, and he's like, well, I cut the tape. Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z. And, like, you know, a lot of people got the joke, but I think it also pissed some people off.
Yeah, quite a bit. Once it unfollowed it, like 70-something people liked it. I was like, John, come on, boy. You're on a roll. You're fucking up. And Shane, I tried to tell John, I said, John, except for having it, you know how the tape had flat end? I said, John, you should have did it sideways. And John's like, I waited too. It's too late. I was like, that's not too late. You can still fix this, John. Because when John did it, it flipped for a minute and it stopped because it went flat on the table. Yeah. I said, John, you should did sideways so that motherfucker kept spinning.
Yeah, it was nowhere near as impressive as the video he shared. Yeah. Like, his was over, like, in a second. That other one, it really had some kick to it. And, but then I'm also thinking, man, you just fucking wasted a good measuring tape. Like, now you can't use that damn thing anymore.
Yeah. Dude, it was bad. John was like, I wonder if I could still return it. I said, John, no. They're going to see you did that shit. Yeah. Somehow they're going to test it out and see it's glued on. I was like, yeah, you fucked up, John. You wasted $10. Just leave it like that.
So what's next on I Am That JP's TikTok media franchise?
It could be anything. John, I forgot about this. John would do John, Shane. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, I hope he keeps it going, man, to get up to 10K. It's pretty impressive.
The scientist thing, he could do anything with that bullshit.
I think that's what people wanted to see, because a lot of people were like, hey, let me see all your toys, or what's the goggles for? So I was thinking, okay, yeah, they got an angle.
He has a live button. I said, John, do a live button and show off your shit. And John's like, oh, yeah, I should. And he hasn't done shit yet. I don't know. It's his platform. Let him figure that shit out.
Yeah, hey, good for him, man. I don't got 10,000 followers on my TikTok, so what the fuck can I say? I don't even have a fucking TikTok. But Aaron, what are you doing?
Aaron's here.
So we were talking about John's TikTok getting 10,000 follows.
Who gives a fuck?
Woo!
Are you drinking again, boy?
You not drinking?
No. Hey, I am.
I'm off tomorrow too.
Yeah. Fuck Shane.
But Shane, John's doing his thing. I gotta do a few more things tomorrow to place to be ready. But
I'm glad y'all got a place. So you got your own room and shit?
Oh, hell yeah, Shane.
You got your own bathroom. Y'all still having to share a bathroom?
In our side, we have to share the bathroom on the left. But we'll see. All this stuff, after all said and done, we're going to be pretty good.
That's nice, man. Badass. Well, congrats on the place. Parking going to be okay? You and Steve are the best. Only tribe, right?
It's going to be the best over there. I mean, we don't have to deal with fucking neighbors anymore. Water getting shut off for some fucking reason. In the apartment complex.
Who's gonna do the yard work?
Oh shit! She has money. She has people doing that shit. I was like, hell yeah, that's awesome.
When are y'all gonna have a housewarming party or no?
Shane, not right now. We're gonna see how it goes with the COVID and bullshit. We can't be like John. We can't be like John going to parties.
I don't think John caught my point. My point was. Shane, for y'all's family.
He was trying to make like, you see, Shane? He was trying to do, I said, John, he was just joking around, John. He's like, you made it sound like he was attacking you, John. John's like, oh, Shane the D&D. I was like, John, come on, man. Shane was just joking with you.
The point I was trying to make is that for his family event, everybody's masked up. The wife, the kids, they all got their masks on. They won't even eat their. They only take the mask off to eat food. But of course, that's when he would take it off. But all of a sudden, he goes to people's houses that are in the city, and nobody's wearing a fucking mask. Not one damn person.
Yeah.
Like, how's that not fucked up? You know?
They said Texas is like a category 5. Like, people are getting it up the ass, Shane. People are getting fucked over by this crap. Woo! And Shane, and John's the whole time, John's like, oh, go to mom's house, put a mask on. People get pissed at John. And because John's paranoid, he's like, nobody wants to talk to me. I said, yeah, you're wearing a fucking mask, John, at a party. No one wants to fucking talk to your ass. It looks like you're being an asshole.
Well, I was like, how come you got to wear the mask at one party, but you don't wear it at the other? And then you get mad when people give you shit at the one. It's like they've been knowing you your whole life, John, and those are the ones you choose not to wear the fucking mask for.
Yeah. And John says, "Oh, I wear it for other parties." I said, "Bullshit, John. I bet you as soon as you go to your wife's parties or." Whatever they are, you walk in there with a smile on your face with no mask on, like, ooh, party time.
Yep. That's exactly how he looks, too. Finger in the air and all that shit.
Hey, how you doing?
Fuck that COVID shit. It's fake. Hey,
Aaron, you don't sound like a drunk fucking idiot when he walks in the door like you just did. You don't go in there and say, hey, how you doing? Like, somebody's fucking doing.
I didn't sound like that.
You
said, hey, how you doing?
You're like, woo!
Over. Woo! Like, Homer, what are you drinking, Mad Dog 2020? You just down in the fucking bottle?
It's Captain Morgan. It's not very good.
Where are you getting this shit from?
Where do you get liquor from?
Usually I have friends bring it over. Yeah, I'd gotten the other day we went and had barbecue for lunch, and I went and got a beer to drink, and all my coworkers were like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm getting a beer, damn it. It was good, too.
Where?
This barbecue place I go to.
Was this a break or lunch?
It was on lunch, boy.
Shane, you got to be careful with them. You might get some people that are like, shit, I got some shit on him now.
Yeah, well, one of the guys took a photo of me drinking it. And I was like, hey, I'm just going to say that shit was tea, even though the glass says beer. I'm just going to say it was sweet tea. Like, it was just a prank.
Oh, Shane.
Beer goes really good with bacon fat. Like, that shit is really good.
It's tasty.
Yeah.
Bacon fat.
Okay, this was crazy, Shane. Okay. I didn't know this.
It's good.
I didn't know John, his wife's side of family. I know they had multiple parties, but I didn't know there was the hoity-toity part and the other people. Like, John's wife was legit getting pissed off because they didn't get invited to some nacho party or some bullshit.
So the plan was that we're going to dump a bunch of nachos onto a fucking table and eat them off the table.
And Shane, guess what part of the family was that? That was the hoity-toity family. I said, John, if that's hoity-toity, get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Yeah, high class fucking throwing nacho chips. Yeah, look at Aaron. He's eating a bag of nacho chips. Aaron, are you going to have a nacho party right fucking now? Nacho table party?
Aaron puts on the table.
Here we go. Hey, have a party.
You better pick that shit up, man. Those fucking chips.
What, you can't eat your John. You're not getting invited to my party either.
Yeah. What's funny, Shane? She was upset because John heard they get invited. Right. That was the main point. John's wife was like, "We're family. We're supposed to hang out with you." I was like, "John, I said, like, do I invite you over here all the time? No. Do we go?" I was like, "Come on." I was like, "She needs to get over that bullshit." Like,
you know what, Daniel? Ask him when the last time he saw Andrew was.
Well, you know what? He did see him sooner than I did because I missed out on that.
Ask him when the last time that was.
It was a little while.
Exactly.
Well, I like how John was like, "Oh, Michael won't come out and say hi to us. He too good for us." And then he's wearing a fucking mask the whole time. Like, you know, get out here, Michael.
Like I told my roommate Shane, he was trying to make Michael look bad because he always looked bad. I said, John, look at you. You're putting the blame on someone else.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to get
awkward off him. He's like, I can't believe Michael would be like this. And like, nobody, like, we can't hear you, John, because you got your fucking mask on.
Yeah. Okay. Because everybody was always feeling awkward towards John. And John had to make Michael looked bad because he had to find a weak link from it.
It's true, boy. It's all true. All of it.
It's true.
So is John getting on here tonight, or is he doing some bullshit party?
You know, he's probably doing a bullshit party. No mask on. You know, COVID going around. You know, COVID's fake anyway, so don't worry about it, Shane.
I like how John was talking about how he wasn't going to do political posts no more because after that last time, all he did was bitch about Trump for the whole fucking 7-minute ride to work.
Yeah, Shane, I told him. I said, John, post that bullshit on TikTok. You're going to lose so many people or gain. It depends. It's TikTok. TikTok's got a lot of bullshit on there.
Gains given the current climate.
Yeah, he's got a, I don't know. I mean, hey, he's doing his own thing. It works for him, but goddamn, man.
Nacho. Not...
Fucking nacho party. Fuck John. No, that shit.
We're going to the nacho table party.
I still can't believe she was so upset about it. John didn't care, Shane. John was like, do TikTok. And John, look at this shit. You didn't get invited to his nacho party. John's like, I don't give a fuck.
I like how the last time we gave John shit, we were talking about all the stuff he does with his father-in-law. And then John's like, they give me a hard time, but look at all the stuff I've learned.
Yeah, I'll look at all this experience.
You gotta make an episode, Daniel, about the nacho party.
Oh, you know what? I didn't write that down. That's a good idea. John not get invited to the fucking nacho party.
Yeah, go buy your bag of nachos, pour them out on the table, and have his little kid like fall on him or something.
Have him eating an ice cream cone and eating it all at one time.
He's like, Dad, you're not supposed to eat the stick. Oh, son, that's the good part.
It's the best fucking part. Dan, can I ask you, when you do it, when the character John Puppet comes out, why is his voice all deep and shit? Like, I was like,
Shane, that's what I'm trying to do. I want him to sound like Oscar the Grouch.
Bitch, I live in a fucking trash can.
Yeah, that's how John sounds every fucking episode. He's like, God.
It's hard, Shane, because
away from me.
I gotta do the little boy, John's voice. A female voice, your voice, Aaron's voice. I gotta do like 8 voices. And sometimes I forget which voice I'm doing.
Yeah, being creative is a bitch, man.
I had to do that for UIL, man. I had to do Harry Potter. I had to do the fucking elf. I had to do Albus Dumbledore. I had to do one of the Malfoy guys. That's what I need.
Why were you doing Harry Potter?
I just told you, UIL. Ain't you so listening?
You were Harry Potter in a play?
You ain't listening. I said UIL.
So what were you doing?
I was reading a piece from a book. I did pretty good.
I still remember, Shane, where were your mom was trying to burn Aaron's book?
Yeah. Set that Harry Potter on fire.
That was my birthday present, too. But you know the shit about it is, Daniel, when I went to Iraq, she sent me another copy of that damn thing.
Are you first? She sent you that devil book?
She felt bad about burning it.
I was like, Mom, what are you doing? She's like, just a little bit can let in sin, Shane. I was like, Mom, you're burning his book. That's his birthday present.
That's Marvin talking. That's old Marvin talking.
Yeah, apparently Jake that gets on the podcast every now and then. Apparently Marvin did one of his family members really bad, really dirty.
Uh-oh.
He's kind of got that history now. Ever since things went sideways between him and Mom, he's kind of turned into, how do you say it, a shithead.
Yeah. Apparently he did him real bad. I don't know the details, but it wasn't good.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I tried to be cool with his kids, but Jacob don't want nothing to do with me, and whenever I try to talk to Jeremiah, he don't say shit back.
It got really weird with me and Michelle there for a little bit. Got a little weird.
Kissed you?
Huh?
Because you got drunk and kissed you?
Yeah. All that stepsister porn shit. I think it was getting a little close to...
Remember, Shane, on Pornhub, they did statistics. That's been going up.
Yeah. Could have been me.
I don't know.
Could have been me.
I think they even got a porn group called Step Something, like Stepsister or Stepbrother bullshit.
Yeah. Oh, well. Missed out. Aaron, how's that drink going? Are you down the bottle of rum yet?
It's no good. I'm about this far.
I don't know, Aaron. I have to have it cold. I can't do that warm shit.
Yeah, it's kind of cold, but it ain't cold enough, man. It's like torture over here.
Yeah.
So what all did you eat for dinner? Just chips and fucking rum?
I had leftover rice.
What are y'all doing for Christmas, boy?
Huh?
Christmas! What are y'all doing for Christmas?
Well, Christmas Day, I'm driving up to Mammy's.
Okay, well, I think they're planning on coming up here.
I know that.
So are you coming up here, too?
Well, if I'm driving up there, then yes.
Okay. What about your VA job? Is that still happening, or is that no go?
I don't know. I did my physical. I sent an email because they were asking about my shots. I sent an email about my... They are asking about my shots, I told you.
I fucking heard you. I heard you.
I had to make sure you're listening. You don't look like you're listening. So I sent them an email about my flu shot.
We can't even fucking communicate on this shit. How is anybody ever supposed to listen to this? We can't ever fucking communicate. Can't even
you
talk.
Don't pay attention. What's the point of me telling this story if you don't listen to what I'm saying? This
I'm is listening.
You never fucking pay attention to me.
I'm listening.
So anyway, I sent a copy of my flu shot to him, and I asked if that was acceptable that I sent it as a picture. It's got the lot number, the expiration date, who gave it, everything that you would need for verification of a shot. But the lady I sent it to didn't say nothing back. And I asked about my tuberculosis test because they checked my tuberculosis to see if I still got it, which I'm kind of concerned about that. I really want to know if I need to take that medication for another 4 months because I don't want to. It messed up my guts, man. It made me shit orange. It made my butthole leak. It made my doo-doo smell worse. It's bad.
What does it smell like?
Worse.
Are we going to do a 2021 camping trip? We didn't do one,
Jay,
in 2020.
I just told you, Shane, we got to wait until this COVID shit blows by. Oh, yeah. You took the vaccine yet, Shane?
No. I know some people are getting it. Aaron, you get yours yet?
Our company doesn't have it.
They're not getting it?
We don't have it. We may get it. And the company I work for, they put out a survey to ask if you want to get it. And I said, I want to get it.
Yeah, I thought medical professionals had to get it.
I know some people that work at major hospitals that get it, but we're a clinic. We're small.
Shane, you hear Aaron's, John's podcast talking about how he's scared to get it. Like, oh, I don't know. I shouldn't get it because of this. And I was like, John, you're one of those people who are just too paranoid about bullshit. I was like, just take it. You act like your fucking left eye's going to fall out if you take it or some bullshit.
He's always saying dumb stuff though, ain't he?
Yeah.
That's brutal, man. That's brutal. You're pretty much just saying anything John had to contribute was stupid.
Well, you need to hear his podcast. He just sounds like he's paranoid sometimes. Oh, no one wants to talk to me. I noticed that. I was like, John, that's you in your fucking brain, John. You act like Michael. Michael's fucking paranoid and shit.
Well, my thing is on John when he's talking about his stories, it's like, what the fuck is happening where all this crazy shit's going on? Are people just talking to you about some dumb shit? Like, he's always getting into stuff. He's watching fights. He's breaking up fights. Like, people are yelling. It's always drama. Like, what the?
Shane, this is John. Like, when he hears something, he's like, huh? And then he's like, if it gets juicy, he's like, oh, I gotta get in this shit. Oh, stop. What are you doing?
Like we just said it like 3 or 4 different times. John's nosy. He wants to know what other people are fucking doing.
Yeah, he is nosy. I'll give Aaron that.
He has that ear. He walks by somebody, he's like, oh, what's that? Oh, shit, it's gossip.
He used to play that little game, KSSO, like everything you're doing, KSSO. KSSO. Like, John, just let me fucking live, please.
He'd make I don't want to say a good prison guard, but somebody that watches you all the time, he'd be good at that.
John would be a good prison guard except for corruption. Like, he would get corrupt way too fucking fast.
And you know he would too. He's like, yeah, man, I'll do that for you. I can give you a few dollars. I'll find you a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
You go, you pay me $50 for one pack? Hell yeah. Give me that fucking money.
Yeah. John would do it too, man. I know he's like, you know, he's got family shit to think about, but I remember those HEB days. I ain't ever fucking forgot.
Nope. And nobody will let us forget. We try to forget, but nobody will let us.
Where so many people were in it. There were like 30 people in it. And guess what? 30 people got fired. And guess what? Because it was in Corsicana, everybody knew about it.
Yep.
Did I go to it? That's why that gas station, you have to prepay now.
Hey, how come John ain't working here no more? Oh, you got fired? What?
Oh, I wonder why. I slipped him like $10 for 20 gallons last week.
I just remember saying that, just, you know, talking to John, he was like, yeah, you know, they have a little book where you had to write all the runoffs. And he said, like, for like 2001 to 1995, there was like 5 entries. And then all of a sudden, John gets in that fucking gas shop, and like the whole month is full. Like, they filled up the fucking book in like 3 months. Like, the whole fucking thing is filled. They had to get another book.
Aaron, it was so bad. They were like, that's how they got caught. Someone investigated again. It's like, man, they get so many runoffs, aka people, supposedly people running off without paying. And they're like, man, we need to check this out. This town is pretty bad. Nope. It's the associates there for a bit.
That's full of thieves. Yeah, and they work here.
Yeah. Hey, Aaron, there was one guy that had his window kind of open. People would toss like a few bucks in there for like a couple of gallons of gas. And guess what? When that guy opened his door, cash. Cash. But, and Aaron, that's no joke. That one of the guys were doing that. We wasn't John, but it was one of the other guys that was doing that.
Well, like, didn't oh, say,
hell yeah.
When they brought a camera in there, they were trying to cover up the register with like a magazine and shit. Like trying to stand in front of it.
No, it was bad. When they put the magazine in it, they were still doing it. I mean the camera. They were still trying it. I was like, John, would they put a camera in there? Just stop. Yeah, you're clear. You could have been clear, but nope. Oh, wow, we still gonna make this money.
Get a little bit more, Daniel. Once you get a taste,
keep going.
The money coming.
Oh, a 20 went missing. You know, runoff.
Why are we $10,000 short?
We're hemorrhaging money every day. How are we losing more money to gas?
Bullshit.
Diesel trucks come through.
Yeah. That diesel truck didn't pay for its gas.
Well, didn't he say the head guy, like, he had some agriculture and he went and filled up his tractor or some bullshit one day? Like,
there was no joke, Shane. They said a guy that was, he was one of the guys stealing, and John was working. He filled up his truck and filled up, like, these barrels, 2 barrels of diesel or gas. And John's like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm filling this up. And John was like, oh, okay, just let it go. Okay, John.
Aaron, why the fuck is Matt Reed IMing me on my fucking messenger?
Why not? Don't you know him?
Yeah, I know him, but why the fuck is he messaging me?
You ask him that. Talk to him. See what he wants.
You know what he wants.
What's he want?
Some kind of fucking favor.
Well, he probably wants you to tell him about some shit.
I know. And I don't want to tell him.
You've got all this expertise, and he's trying to pick your brain and to be informed, and you don't want to help him at all.
I don't know that shit, man. I don't know anything what he's dealing with.
Yeah, neither do I. He tries to talk to me like I should know what's going on, but I have no clue. I have no clue. I don't know anything about the fucking freight industry. Which is what he's in, the flatbed delivery service. He talks to me about mileage and overages and compensation and all this crap. I don't know shit about it.
Did you see that nice 65-inch TV Daniel's got back there?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he got a QLED TV, man.
Yeah.
Pretty bitching. Yep, it's good. Good, boy. It's good as shit. Now, Aaron, what about your little history with a little taking a little off the top?
I'll get it off. Where have I done that? I've done that in more than one place. But the people that were involved when I was doing it, man, this one guy stole like $33,000 worth of stuff. And you know what? He didn't get in trouble. And you know why? Because the evidence tapes that they had, he stole those too. I don't know how he got those, but he got them.
Well, when I was working at Best Buy, I was in charge of the tapes. Like, I could do whatever the fuck I wanted with those tapes.
Well, they stopped that.
Yeah, now it's all hard drive and cloud. But so at what point did you know that there's a point where you get to the fuck it level, right? Where you're like, all right, at first I'm just trying to make a little extra money. It's, you know, everything's going smooth. But at some point you're like, oh, well, fuck this shit. I don't care if I get caught anymore.
Well, no, at first, when I first started doing that, I was like, I'm going to get caught. I mean, there's cameras everywhere. There's cameras here that we don't even see. Like, I'm going to get caught, but it'll take them at least a couple months. And by then, I'll be out of this place. Nope, that didn't happen.
When they call you back to the room, do you know what's fucking going down? Do you know?
Oh, yeah. I knew like 3 days before because they were talking about it. It's about to happen. And I was like, you know what? I could run and be on the run forever, or I could face the music. And I faced the music.
Damn, son. Well, at least you tried.
I had a position back then, man. I wasn't making hardly any money. I was looking at being homeless. I couldn't afford food. I was trying to find another job, but I mean, the job market back then was tight. And, you know, in Waco, if you didn't have a degree, nobody really wanted you to give you a good wage. So, you know, I'm working for like $9-10 an hour. And, you know, to live in Waco, you really need to make some money. It's just, you can't work one job at $10 an hour and be okay. You got to work too.
That's why you want to go back?
Huh?
That's why you want to go back?
I'm going to Temple if I get the job.
Well, what about Wally Lang? Whatever happened to his ass?
Huh?
Wally Lang?
Yeah, I forgot about him. I talked
to Derek DeVetta, done sneezed on himself. I talked to him like either a day or two ago. Anyway, excuse me. When I talked to him, and when he was talking about, you know, he was talking about him. He brought him up and he said, you know, you will never guess who I saw the other day. And I was like, oh, please don't say Wally. Yeah, I saw Wally. Well, how's he doing, man? He looks like shit.
Oh, wow.
Come to find out, Shane, are you listening? You ain't listening.
I'm listening. Fuck, I'm fucking here, ain't I? I'm looking at the damn camera.
Come to find out, man, he got $100,000 from his mama dying. His grandma. It was his grandma. But hey, that ain't like, that was a one-time thing. He got more money after that. But dude, he blew through that $100,000 not even in 6 months.
Oh, right.
You buy a nice car, you get a new TV, new computer.
One was a start. What?
So you can eat it up pretty quick.
Yeah, he bought two motorcycles. One of them was a starter, and one of them was a street bike. And then he got a new truck. But he had two kids by that woman that he's with. So I don't know what's happening with them, but I know that Wally used to be in good shape, man. He used to probably be like 160 pounds, maybe 15% body fat, you know, not lean, but not chubby either. Kind of in that good middle ground. Had really tan skin from being a bodyguard. No, I mean a lifeguard. Had really good hair. You know, he was a good looking dude, but now
we're downhill.
Everywhere his teeth are bad, his hair's cut off short, and he's got a beard cut.
Well, Aaron, when you do drugs and you get high all the fucking day, what do you think's gonna happen?
Yeah, all he does is smoke weed. I don't know what else he does.
Well, if he's losing his teeth, he's doing ice.
Oh, it could be that he's been not taking care of them for 20 years. You lose teeth that way.
He's smoking weed and doing ice, Aaron. He's on drugs.
I can't prove that, man. I can't prove that.
He's doing dope. All them fuckers that stole shit from you, that robbed you, that screwed you, they're all doing dope. That's what's fucking going on. They're doing dope.
doing dope. Yeah, most of them are doing dope. But I never had any inclination to believe Wally was on ice. Was he probably snorting coke or maybe mixing some heroin, maybe doing some PCP? I can see that. But ice, I just don't see it, because he wasn't a very high energy person. He didn't, you know, run around town. He wasn't a pathological liar. You know, he didn't have the symptoms of ice abuse. But you know, I mean, maybe I'm surprised. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't seen the guy in fucking over 5 years, so I don't know.
He's on that shit.
That's what Dad would say. And Dad would know. Well, hey, man, when I worked for Ray Comiato and Derek went out there, he was looking for a job. Man, within fucking 5 minutes, Ray Comiato knew that Derek was doing drugs.
Wow. Uh-oh, look, he's by shame.
Oh, damn it. I was going to try to get him to do something, but never mind. Daniel ruined that. Hey, Nico, you want a drink, man? I got some drink right here.
I'm good. I don't know what that is.
You mix it with some coke? Taste delicious. No.
You're going to start laughing uncontrollably here in a second.
Oh, what are you going to do, Nico? Come back.
Yeah, no, go. Back. I'll see you later.
Maybe I shouldn't have been so strong with the liquor.
Let the liquor do the thinking.
It's going to be doing some drinking.
So, Daniel, are you back to work, or are you still on quarantine?
No, I've been at work.
People say you dump shit all the time?
No, man. Shane, after a while, it's becoming normal. People are on LOA now and stuff like that. It's crazy. It's like it's
2 weeks of paid medical vacation.
Yeah, that's true.
2 weeks, and they gave me a full check.
Oh, you were gone for a minute for that?
I was gone for 2 weeks because I had a cough. It turns out it was just a URI. I had a sneeze, a cough, and watery eyes.
Oh,
I had a respiratory thing because I was out in the cold rain and it made me sick. But it wasn't COVID.
But, I gave them 2 weeks. What'd you do those 2 weeks?
Sat around and ate.
Man, but Walmart, Shane, they're catching up on that bullshit, though. They're catching up on people. Like, you legit have to have, like, a thing that said you had COVID or you're not going to get paid. Right. At first, you're like, you're potential, or you're going to get paid for 2 weeks, but not anymore. You got to legit have it.
I think, because you can have that virus, and let's say, you know, I'm going to go get a test. And it can take 3 days for you to get your test back, and it turns out you got it. And if you're working all 3 of those days, you can give it to people.
True. That's how people are getting in Texas. They're fucking around too much over here.
Well, Daniel, you see that, and there's like at least 2 people that came to our clinic that tested positive, and they gave it to their husbands. It was 2 women. They gave it to their husband.
Wow.
And they're over 50 years old, man, so they're at risk, you know, dying.
Yeah, we got lucky. Steve got it. And we didn't get it. We were like, we're going to get it because we live right by, I mean, next room and shit. And we didn't get it. We're like, oh, negative.
You told his ass to stay the fuck away from you?
Hell yeah. Stay in your room, goddammit.
Spraying with that D-Louse and shit like in Shawshank Redemption?
Yeah. Let's do a segment on Nico, see how he's doing. Talk about his grades and shit.
He's fine.
Jesus. Involved in this?
Fucking fine, man. Shit.
I don't see your family, so I need to ask them how they're doing.
They're good. So are you by yourself still? In the trailer?
Oh, you're talking to me. Yeah.
Yeah, who the fuck else would I be talking to, damn it?
Nico, man, tell you see how he talks to me? this every day. Every time we get on the phone, he talks to me this way.
You still gone, Aaron? How long is she gonna be gone?
Oh no, she's around. She just went to the fire department. They do one every Monday.
Oh,
that's convenient.
Convenient.
She get mad at you? She get mad at you?
For what?
Just for being alive.
She's been having some real bad road rage. Like, she flipped somebody off yesterday. I was like, man, that ain't cool.
Yeah, she needs to get over that shit. People get shot for that, Aaron.
That ain't cool, man. She's going to flip off the wrong dude, and he's going to follow us home.
Aaron, what do y'all do all day?
What do y'all do all day? I work.
When you get home?
Well, I did the dishes earlier. I dumped the sewage tank.
You're the man of the house. You don't.
Yeah, why the fuck you have to do the dishes? You're out working. That don't make no damn sense.
I did the dishes.
She needs to do the dishes, Aaron.
Why doesn't she do the dishes? Doing shit all day.
Don't look at me, man. I just live here.
Aaron, you got to run this fucking shit, man. Put it down.
Put what down? My foot?
Yes.
And when you go inside that place, you look at the dishes, they're dirty. You need to be like, hey, why these are not done?
That's as simple as that. Why can't you walk in there and say that?
Because this is exactly what she's going to do.
They don't get the fucking dishes clean, boy. They don't get them clean.
She's going to do.
Well, then, what is she doing then?
Her mom broke a bone in her foot and fucked it up pretty good. So she's helping her out with all of her tasks. And then she also does continuing education courses for some of the EMTs around here. Because they rely heavily, and we talked about this, they rely heavily on volunteers. And so they got a guy who's just going to drive the ambulance. He's like 60-something years old. He ain't actually going to fucking take care of nobody. But he needs to be certified, or he needs to have his credentials current. So they take courses for them so that they don't have to, and it keeps them on the volunteer force.
Yeah, but I don't understand why y'all can't be having that many fucking dishes down there. Like, why can't they be clean?
I mean, I was trying to talk about something serious, and you're talking about
we go back to the dishes.
Go right back to the dishes. You can't get nothing away from Shane. He's going to pull it back in. Like that old man with the rod and reel. You got to be quick on that.
Who's doing the vacuuming? Who does the vacuuming?
We trade off on that. She'll get mad if I ain't done it in a while.
It's supposed to be just a woman.
She gets mad at you for not vacuuming?
Yeah.
You're working all day. You work 40 hours a week, man. Right. Now you're just going to eat a Kit Kat.
The worst video I ever saw, this guy was working the oil rig for like 2 weeks, comes back.
See you later, Nico.
And the whole house looks like trash. And the guy was like, dinner's not made. The house looks like it just got ran over by like a dumpster truck. And he's like, what's your excuse? She was like, oh, I've been busy. For 2 weeks? Man, Shane, I was like, I hope that guy divorced his whatever, or let that chick. I was like, Shane, there's no excuse for a house to be that bad. He didn't even have kids.
Are you going to marry that girl, Aaron?
I hope not.
See, that's good. See, Aaron, he's smart about that. He knows what he's
doing. I don't know. You
know, her friends, I won't say her name because I don't know her that well. But one of her friends calls her like once a week talking about how she wants to pull off her engagement because she's engaged to this guy. And I was there when they proposed and all that stuff. And, you know, I got to kind of know them, and they were arguing like cats and dogs, man. It was bad. And then now, you know, the stress is really on about getting the plans together and having the perfect special day. You know, every week that girl's calling Jamie to say, I don't think I want to be with him no more.
Isn't that the year, Aaron? There's divorces up. Ask Shane that the beatings have been.
Beating the fuck out of their wives. Big time. My fucking business went up 800%. 800%, son.
That domestic abuse?
Well, no, not that. Just my business. But the cases are up quite a bit.
Wait, so your caseload is getting heavier because people are being involved in domestic disputes?
Yeah, my caseload has went up 800%. Now, that's not the total amount of crime.
Why? But, I mean, what cases are you getting?
Domestic violence. They're beating the shit out of their wives. They ain't got nothing to do all day.
It's up on me pretty regular.
Huh? What'd you say?
Woo!
Did you just say your old lady's beating up on you? Aaron, like for real? Like she smacked you and told you to do the dishes.
She didn't tell me to do the dishes.
How are you putting up with this shit?
I need that job in Temple, man. I need it.
And he's like, I need to escape this fucking place. He's like, I need help.
I don't get it, man. I mean, I know you're trying and you're doing good, but God dang, man, it's always got to be some bullshit. Like, you do a little good, and then all this shit happens.
Well, it's because of the type of people I choose to get involved with. I mean, you said it. The type of people I chose to get involved with in Waco, that sucked. I really did not see that coming. I mean, with the guy that got out of prison, yeah.
Well, even with her family is stable, though, so this don't make no damn sense that you guys aren't being stable.
They got a lot of problems in their family.
Yeah, but her mom ain't beating her dad, is she? They are? So the cycle continues?
There's
cycle
drama going on there. I'm not going to talk about that.
Well.
She's very sensitive about that kind of stuff, so I'm not going to bring that up.
She's very sensitive about her mom beating her daddy or her beating you?
A little bit of all of it, but her mom doesn't beat her daddy.
Aaron, how hard does she hit you? Like fucking hard? Like no joke hard?
This is not an investigation. You are not about to fucking...
Look, I'm just concerned for you, man. I don't want some old girl beating on my little brother all day long. You know, that's bullshit.
About every day.
Every fucking day?
Oh, my gosh.
Aaron. For real? And you just sit there and drink and eat Kit Kats? When's the last time she fucking ate? Today? It happened today?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I haven't seen her today.
So what's the story? Okay, you're going to have to lay it down for me. How does this happen?
She hits me pretty regular. Sometimes like it'll be aggravating the shit out of her, but sometimes she'll just hit me.
Well, you can be aggravating. So sometimes it's deserved, but sometimes it's just out of nowhere.
Sometimes she'll slap me and I'm not expecting it.
On the face?
No, not in my face.
Oh, okay. So it's not like with anger and shit, she's just like, come here.
She's mad at me. She gets real mad at me. But a couple of times where I was, all I was thinking of was you and Emily. Bitch, you fucking touch me again, I'll fucking kill you.
I told her, I'd kill her ass. I'm not fucking around with that shit.
Yeah.
One time, you get one time, okay, yeah, that's great. Next time, that's your ass. But I'm waiting.
I'm waiting for that one opportunity.
No, don't you hit her, Aaron. You going down that road?
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh, I mean, for that one
opportunity, where she lays a hand on me, and I'm like, motherfucker.
Oh, so it hasn't been a real come to blows yet.
I'm not going to hit her. Her fucking mom and dad own guns on this property. Rifles, pistols, automatic weapons. I'm not touching her.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, boy.
Oh, goodness. Sad faces.
Yeah.
Well, she's just under a lot of stress, man. So, you know.
Yeah, that's
what them damn victims, that's what the battered women tell. Oh, he's got a lot of stress. He has a hard job. Like,
I'm not saying I don't like it. I don't like it. But
where was it a long time ago, Aaron? Toss your shit in the car and just drive off.
Daniel told you 3 months ago to get the fuck out of there. What?
I got a job, dude. I mean, otherwise I'll be sleeping in my car.
Yeah, I get that. Well, have you been saving up? You got anything stashed away?
I got a couple $100.
That ain't enough to get you on place.
We'll see about it.
Have you told her to stop? Have you said, hey, don't do that again?
We had a real conversation about it a couple months ago. But she doesn't. She just gets agitated and she'll hit the shit out of me. I'm like,
Do that shit again. Aaron.
I don't care.
That's when you rev up. Hit her in the pelvis, so she won't have, well, the ovaries, so she can't have babies.
Yeah, what are you going to do if you get that chick pregnant? Then what are you going to do?
Not.
Oh, so are you taking precautionary measures? Is that it?
I'm practicing celibacy.
Yeah. Aaron's like, I'm not in the mood. Get away from me.
How long has it been?
Oh, wow.
Let's say a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's not too bad.
What?
That's not too bad. Longer than a month?
3 weeks to a month.
That's not that bad. Like, if you had said 4 months, I'd be like, Aaron, what are you doing there? Like, you don't need to be dealing with that shit. But if it's just a month, but it seems like your mind is made up. You're in the place where you're going. It's just a matter of doing it.
The job has to be there. You know, yeah. The last time I put my hopes in the job for the VA, it fell through when I was in Waco. So I've got to wait for a solid opportunity. And if it doesn't come through, then I don't go.
Well, you got a decent paying job right now, though, right?
It's all right. The VA job's going to pay more, and it's going to have better benefits.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the problem is if you move out of there now, you're going to get locked into a lease. And then if the job does come through, now you got to break your lease. Just kind of a pain in the ass.
Ain't worth it.
So you're just going to sit it through, tough it out, wait to hear the good news, put a little money away, let the liquor do the thinking. Well, I mean, that's one way to live, I guess.
He could do Forrest Gump. Dear God, make me fly. She's dude, watching you. She's like, what the fuck you doing? He's like, don't worry about me. I'm praying.
So come out there and slap him. Get your ass in the house and dish. Stop that shit.
And I'm listening the whole time.
Does she ever listen to these? Does she ever listen to these?
I hope to God she doesn't.
I hope to God she doesn't either.
She comes in, she kicks open the door. He's like, what is this shit? And you're like, oh, God damn it.
Sorry, you got mad at y'all for some of the stuff y'all said. And
oh, about Tina Welch? That's all on you, boy. That's on you.
No. I was talking about how I got mad because they were using the N-word. She's like, well, your family said some stuff that I didn't agree with. And I'm like, what? What did we say?
I don't say nothing.
Like he looked at you.
Yeah, I know. I'm always saying shit, but I don't mean it. Yeah, sometimes I do mean it. Oh well, I don't fucking care. I don't care.
That's the most truthful thing you said in the last minute. I don't fucking care.
Daniel, what do you think about all this shit? Your thing is just get the fuck out of there, right?
Yeah, you know my plan, Shane. Pack up, drive the fuck out. Just do this.
I've done that before.
I remember.
It was a little difficult. So with her, I know I've told this story before, but where it came down for me, Aaron, you know this. Have you ever heard of the guy Tom Likas, the radio talk show guy, Tom Likas? He's kind of like an anti-woman. It's kind of like Daniel, the He-Man woman hater. She's kind of in that club.
The big towel.
Yeah. And he was sitting there. He's talking about why he came to be the way he is. And he was like, guys, you know, I've been doing radio for 20, 25 years. I've been successful. I made money. I bought a nice house. I had a nice car. But he's like, I got to where I didn't want to go home because I'd have to deal with her. And he's like, do you know how fucked up that is? It's my home. And I don't even want to go there because she's going to be there. And he's like, that's when enough is enough. And I was thinking, damn, he's right. I don't want to fucking go home either because I'm going to deal with Emily when I get there. I don't want to deal with that shit. And that's when I made the decision. I called Red up, Josh. And I was like, hey, man, I got to get out of here. And he's like, what's the plan? I'm like, I need somewhere to stay. And he's like, well, you can sleep on the floor of my place and we can try to get you into a dorm. And I'm like, let's do it. And he's like, all right, I'll be there. He pulls up to my fucking house and we load my shit up and get the fuck out of there.
I'm glad you got friends.
Well, well, okay. We almost failed though, Shane. Remember, yep. Your car died. You had a car.
Yeah, my car died, and I couldn't start my car. And thankfully, by the grace of fucking Allah, my dad. I had ran into my dad like a few months before that, and I happened to have his fucking phone number. I ain't seen the man in 5 years, and all of a sudden. I happened to run into him at the store. I don't know what he was doing in there, but he walked into 1801 and I'm like, hey man, he's like, hey. And he's like, well, give me a call sometime. I was like, all right, man. And, I called him. I said, hey, my car's dead. Can you come help me out? And he's like, yeah, I'll be right there. So like me and Josh are pushing the fucking car around the corner and she's driving up from work and I've gotten everything out. Everything that I own is loaded up into that fucking Oldsmobile. And we're pushing that bitch around the corner.
Somehow,
She calls me and she's like, what the fuck is going on? What's going on? No, you can't do this. You can't do this to me. And I was like, it's over. I'm leaving. I'm out. And she's like, no, you don't understand, motherfucker. You can't do this. And I'm like, I'm not staying here anymore. And she says, I'm cutting my wrist right now. I'm in the bathtub. I'm cutting my fucking wrist. And I'm like, you need to hang up the phone and call your parents. So I called her parents and they didn't answer. And I said, things aren't going well with Emily. Y'all probably need to get up here and check on her. And I hung up the phone and she called me again. She's like, why are you doing this? Please, please. Blew up my phone, gave me like 25 calls. I couldn't do it, man. I got like you, Aaron. I was afraid she was going to get pregnant. And I was like, I don't want to deal with this shit.
Somehow the stars aligned. It worked out for Shane that day. It's like, yeah.
Well, and so it really worked out because I go over to Red's house and I'm sleeping on his fucking dorm floor. And him and his roommate, they I guess they were into pistachios. So they had fucking pistachio shells all over the fucking place. All these pistachios. And
already ran late for John.
A party.
Of course he's at a fucking party. Big surprise. Big fucking party. Surprise. Who has a party on a fucking Monday, man? Monday's fucking family party?
I have a party.
Woo! But fuck you, John. We don't worry about your fucking party.
John, just I don't know. Anyways, so he was like, hey, man, I'm going to take you to the main office and we're going to get you a dorm. And just lo and behold, these two guys had decided not to go to school and they backed out of their dorm. And I moved in there, and that's when I called Daniel, you, Mike, and John to help me move that TV up them four flights of fucking stairs.
Yeah, everything worked out pretty good.
That shit was meant to be. Everything lined up. I had the dorm room. It was only $200 a month, so I could afford it. 1801 was right down the road. I got in touch with John. John was ready to move up and get a place. It was fucking perfect, man. Everything worked out.
That's awesome.
Yep. So now, Aaron, you got to do the deed, man. It's time to get the place.
Tell me about all your success, and I'm over here. I don't have none of it.
Look, it wasn't fucking easy, man. There was 3 days there where I didn't have nowhere to fucking go. And if that dorm hadn't have taken me in, I was going to have, I don't know what the fuck I was going to do, you know, but I had to take a chance. I couldn't stay there, man. I couldn't stay there one more day. I was like, I can't do it. I can't lay in the bed next to her.
And if it doesn't come through, then I'm staying here and I'm figuring it out. Well, you know what? Here, there's a caveat to that. And I put this on my podcast earlier today. And if you haven't heard it, well, I'm going to spoil it for you. So some shit's been going on at work and I may end up getting fired.
What'd you do at work?
Is it that crazy lady again?
Crazy lady? Late? No, there were some specimens that weren't labeled correctly. And so those specimens got thrown in the trash when we sent them out to get tested. And guess who didn't label them correctly?
Well, mistakes happen.
Yeah.
This isn't something that they can just dismiss. So this was sent up to the leadership. Now the leadership's having to get involved. So, and I'm not saying that I'm going to get fired, but it's looking that way. So what happened is we got these COVID-19 tests and they come to me and they're already been collected. So they're in their little baggie. And I'm like, well, since they're in the baggie, I ain't touching them. That doesn't make any sense to me. I'm going to put the label on the outside of the bag. And I thought that would be sufficient. Nope. It's got to be on the collection vial. And the facility we sent them off to get tested at rejected them, threw them all in the trash.
Wow.
How many did you turn in?
Four.
That's not that bad. Did they tell you to put them on the label? They told you to put them on the label, on the bottle?
I did not hear that. It was expected that we put a label on all of our samples. But for me, I'm thinking it's a COVID-19 sample. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to risk contamination. And I explained that to my boss, but that wasn't sufficient. She said, your PPE should protect you. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And she tried to give us a speech today. It's like, we knew what we signed up for when we took on the medical field. It's like, bitch, I went to the fucking war. I don't need to hear about why we did this, that, or the other. I don't care.
No, anyway. Well, Aaron, you know, I know you did. We all know you did. But they're not thinking about that shit when they're looking at their samples. They're not thinking about what you went through.
They're not thinking about it when they're having to correct you on something you did wrong. Now, I didn't honestly think that it was a big deal that I didn't put a label on a vial that had a COVID-19 sample in it. but that's the case. And bro, now I know.
You can't take that stuff personally. Everybody makes mistakes. All you got to do is own up to it. Hey, I messed up.
No. Let me explain this real quick. We had a conversation, and she asked me what happened, and I was like, I didn't think that I needed to label those samples. They were COVID-19, samples. I didn't want to touch them. And she's like, well, your PPE is supposed to protect you and blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, obviously nothing I'm going to say here is good enough. So I'm just going to accept that I made a mistake. And she was like, the leadership's going to get involved. And I was like, all right, I know what that means.
I mean, the worst you're going to get is a disciplinary, a warning, a write-up. That's nothing. It's small, but they're not going to let you go. Aren't they hurting for people? Are people lining up around the block to work there?
They just hired. They got a fourth person on deck right now. So if they dismiss me, they're back down to three.
Well, they don't want to do that. They just got fully staffed.
I'm just telling you what I'm seeing.
If you go in there with that kind of fucking attitude, this Aaron, you got to go into the place, and you got to assume that your job is good.
I gotta go.
All right, bye, boy.
Bye.
We'll see, man. I'll let you guys know. I'll be in touch.
All right.
Just pretend like nothing's wrong. Everything's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that, Daniel? I don't know. So he gets mad at my ass and burns me to my whole family because I give him life advice. And then this is the fucking shit that he's in now. Like, what am I supposed to do with that? Just listen to it and be like, oh, well, he's getting beat on. He's about to lose his job. He's drinking fucking alcohol every fucking day. He's eating candy in the middle of the night. What the fuck am I supposed to do with this shit?
Oh.
He's having to do the dishes.
Like, yeah. You got to help, Shane. You're not going to be able to help adults, Shane. They're going to be like, oh, I'm an adult. Like, John, I can fucking eat. Oh, I can eat 10 Debbie's at nighttime. Oh, I just got off of a party.
Oh.
Fucking John.
That's the cost of being a big brother. That's what we got to deal with.
Oh, man, Shane. What can you do, Shane?
Well, I mean, anybody who's listening to this podcast, the last 15 minutes have been a fucking downer. Like, yeah. Everything was fun. We were having a good time. I don't even know why I asked him about all that crap.
Oh.
Well, I think if he can just step aside from the alcohol for a little bit and focus on his job, I think he'll be okay. But yeah. that the mistake that he made, anybody could have done that.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to fire him over that unless he actually wants them to fire him, which maybe he does.
Maybe he's tired of playing Shane. They're like my job. I'm just like, man, I want to get out of here.
I mean, people get burnt out, and that may not have been the right place for him, but at least wait until you got something else before you walk away.
True.
You know? So, I don't know, boy. I don't know. Sorry I ended it on such a bad note. I won't ask Aaron about his fucking personal life anymore.
Yeah, I guess so.
Stay the fuck away from that. I wanted to know about him stealing. That's what I fucking wanted to know about. But I didn't want to know about all this shit with his old lady beating on him and all that crap.
Yeah.
And how awkward is that going to be for me the next time we go to a family member? Oh, hey, you enjoy beating on my little brother, you know? How's that working out for you?
That's awful. Sad face, Shane. Sad faces.
It's sad face all around for Aaron. And look at him over there. Just look at him. Just sitting there drinking. Yeah. None of this is working out for me. It's the same fucking story, man. I don't know, boy. I don't know about all that.
Hope it gets better by next week.
Yep. That's all I can say. I hope it gets better. Because, goddamn. Well, and it, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I didn't see that shit coming because I was telling him that, okay, I was thinking the girl would give Aaron stability.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's got somebody who she's going to law school, she's going to be a lawyer, and then Aaron can just ride the gravy train, you know, but that stuff's not working out.
Yeah.
You know, she's failed the test three times.
She's making it worse.
It's actually gotten worse. So now any advice I give Aaron is bad advice because that shit didn't work. You know? I'm sure he'll figure it. It'll work out. Like you said, he'll fucking figure it out. He'll be all right. Aaron will be okay, everybody. He'll make it. I guess. I don't know. Whatever. All right, boy. I guess we're going to wrap this one up.
All right. I'll see you next time.
Talk to you later, sir. Bye, boy.
Bye. Bye.